Live from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we are live here at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. And guess who is your host? That's right, it's me, Ted Bell. I want to thank Phil Hendry for giving me the reins of the program here this evening at Ted's. Yeah. Gotta get the meat in your mouth. And I am surrounded by people who are having themselves a good time. We are out on the patio here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have the fire pit, which I have informally named the Burt Reynolds fire pit, only because Burt Reynolds had a great fire pit at his place, Burt and Jack's. Anybody out there remember? You remember, Chef?
I remember Burt and Jack's in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, it was in Fort Lauderdale. It was a great restaurant. And in many ways inspired me to put the fire pit in here, the patio here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And one of the reasons I did, I can move that, bud?
Yeah, you move the microphone over.
And sorry, I'm not the professional that Phil Hendry is. If Phil were here right now, but he is off on assignment. That's what they keep telling me to say, right?
Say that yes, Phil.
And Margaret, you're not supposed to be here?
I'm here. I'm waiting for Frank.
I mean, we got a party here tonight, folks, and why not? Every night's a party at Ted's of Beverly Hills, one of the main, I would say, sustaining sponsors of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. But as I was saying, Burt Reynolds had a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale called Burt and Jack's, and he was partnered with Jack Bowser, right?
Yes, it was Jack Wad.
Jack Wad. We don't know the actual last name. We're making it up. But Jack Wad or Jack?
Jack Wad.
Did you talk about Jack Wack?
I didn't say Jack Wack.
Just don't give the man a last name if you don't know what it's like.
Sorry. But anyway, that inspired us to put the fire pit in here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And the other thing is that, as I recall, I was at Burt and Jack's prior to it closing. And it did eventually close. Burt Reynolds has passed on, is no longer with us. But I had a wonderful night there, and I was with Phil Hendry when he was still in Florida. And we were talking, but I noticed they had the fire pit lit on a summer evening in South Florida. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with summer evenings in South Florida. I'm going to tell you something. One thing you don't need is a fire pit. You know what I'm talking about right there.
Now that's it's very warm.
It's very, very warm. General Galen Shaw joining us. How are you, General?
I'm great, and thank you. This is a beautiful restaurant you have, Ted.
Thank you very much. And we're just happy to have the whole crew here at Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. We're going to have a little bit of entertainment. I know that Sammy Duffy is going to sing, right?
He's going to sing Old Blue Moon, which is a song that he wrote.
Okay. I've been told, you know. It's all right, Sammy. You ready?
Anytime you want.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, just tell the audience that this is my patrons. Hi, folks. Ted Bell here, and I wanted to alert you to a little something here. Yeah. Sammy Dunphy's going to sing a song for us, okay? Come on out, Sammy. Sammy Dunphy, ladies and gentlemen. He's the brother of the Dunphy brothers. And some people think they've slapped me around. I don't think. I pay my gambling debts. Go ahead, Sammy. Hit it.
Old Mr. Blue Eyes, old Mr. Blue Eyes, your eyes are red today. You went to bed little past 8. You didn't get up, you stayed up late, 'cause your eyes are red, Mr. Blue Eyes. It looks like you need Visine.
Yeah. There he is, Sammy Dunphy there. And
old Mr. Blue Eyes. We got it, Sammy. Don't pull me off the stage.
Thanks, Sammy. Go ahead, complain to your brothers if you want to. Go ahead, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
Are you crying or laughing?
This is Ted Bell here at Ted's of Beverly Hills holding forth here tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and star of this evening's show is going to be Bob Green, but for reasons I'm not quite sure, and maybe you can fill me in, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, Mr. Green said that it was in the Beverly Hills Backslap, and I'm not so sure if you want that name.
What do I care?
Well, it's that Bud laughs at names like that, the Backslap.
Oh, for Christ. The Beverly Hills, I'll do it, Bud.
But I mean,
I got it, bud. The Beverly, how many of you folks who are here in the audience, here in the restaurant, have you ever heard of the Beverly Hills Backslap? You guys know? Yeah. The Beverly Hills Backslap is a newsletter that is shared among the merchants here in Beverly Hills. It's a business newsletter, yeah. And I see, well, look at Hong Kong Charlie's here. A lot of the local businesses are here. The Beverly Hills Backslap is a newspaper that is shared around.
Yeah, it's shared around, but Bob Green, of course, was in touch with, I think it was Leon Berube.
Okay, this is news to me. Leon Berube, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I'll do it. Leon Berube is a very well-known, I don't want to call him a muckraker, but he...
He's a gossip.
He does deal with the gossip.
Leon Berube and the Beverly... All right, I'll do it, Ted. Ted's breaking down. It's very emotional. Leon Berube and Bob Green is going to... Leon, we don't have Leon Berube, do we?
I do not believe we do.
We have Leon Berube tonight. Wait, am I hosting this show or not?
You are, but we felt you were breaking down.
I'm not breaking down. I got emotional there. Leon Berube is a muckraker. He trades in gossip. He trades in garbage, is what I'm trying to say. And I don't know. What did he write?
Well, like Bob Green is going to come on, but I think Bob Green's the one that gave him the information.
Gave him the information about what?
Leon Berube, have you seen the bass slap?
The bass slap? The back slap? No, I have not.
I'll read to you. Word to the wise, Leon Berube. Here's Leon Berube. What's on a street in Beverly Hills? Word to the wise. Ted Bell has one of the greatest steakhouses in all of America. That much we do know. Bob Green from Fraser Foods, who provides the meat.
See, that's the part. It's just...
It's right here. He delivers.
I can read it. He delivers a load of meat. Bob Green delivers his load of meat to Ted Bell.
Oh, grow up. I'll read it. Bob Green. See, this is exactly why I can't stand... Bob Green delivers his load of meat to Ted Bell once a week.
And so that's got you worried.
Well, what's the other thing?
Well, right here. Bob Green tells us that Ted Bell left the restroom without washing his hands, is it?
What? Well, Bob's going to come on the... Why don't you get him on the phone?
We got Bob Green on line three here from Fraser Foods in Buen Park, California. Mr. Green, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Ted. It's Bob Green here in Buena Park.
Okay. Tell me, what's the story here?
All right. I was asked, and I certainly don't believe, and I don't believe that I'm talking out of school, but I was asked by this guy, Leon Berube, had I been eating the restaurant in the last couple of months? I said, yeah. And he said, you said, or mentioned to someone that Ted had, I don't know what he said. He said, did you say to Berube that you had an, quote, explosive diarrhea?
Did I say what?
Did you say that?
I mentioned to Berube that I had a stomach flu. I don't think I said explosive diarrhea. And if I did, well, this is what...
I'll do it, General. I said, well, he left the restroom the night that I was in there. He left the restroom. He went directly from the restroom into the kitchen, and I walked in there, and I... I went into the kitchen... And I saw you making hamburger patties.
What about it?
Well, he asked, do you think he washed his hands? I said, I admit it, I didn't see it. I said, I've come directly from the toilet. Like, here's why I'm on the program.
Why would you say something like that?
Is that not true?
If it... Well, first of all...
All right. I need to jump in. This is...
No, you don't need to jump in on anything.
This is General Galen Chomp. You're listening to Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are live, and let's take a break, and let's organize, and we'll be right...
Whoa, hold on. Don't do it, bud.
It's gonna make...
No, wait. Hey, Bob, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Look, Ted, I'm on your side, okay?
All right, you're on my side. All right, let's talk about how you're on my side. You were here in the restaurant, it was 2 weeks ago, and we were having dinner, and I had mentioned to you that I had, yes, a stomach flu. And at that time, I said, in a medical sense, I had a case of explosive diarrhea. Oh, boy. I said that I had a case of explosive diarrhea. Boy, how you took that to, I didn't wash my hands.
I'd been in the men's room a few minutes before. You and I were talking. I saw you pull your pants up.
Well, what do you mean you saw me pull my pants up?
You were coming out of the stall, belting your pants. You said, holy Christ, I got to get to those hamburger panties. I saw you go directly from the men's room. And the next thing I looked in, to the kitchen.
Well, let me ask you a question. What were you doing looking into the kitchen? What's that about?
Because I happened to glance into the kitchen on my way back, and I saw you immediately making hamburger patties, patting the meat, and, you know, sprinkling a...
Patting the meat. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Get out of here, Dickman.
Yeah, you're making the meat patties. So I said to Leon Berube... I saw him a couple of weeks later.
You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like to me that you and Berube cook something up.
You know, that is really unfair. You and I do business together. I'm not there to make you look bad. As we say, you don't like it, but I say it because it's a great piece of effective advertising. I deliver a load of my meat to you once a week.
Yeah, well, you know what? That meat that you deliver a load of to, well, some of that I was patting down. Some of that I was patting down into meat patties after coming from the bathroom without washing my hands, apparently.
That is no reflection on the meat that I deliver. That's a reflection of how you handle it.
Are the two of you getting off on your double entendre here? Because it's very childish.
I'm not trying to be childish at all here. What I'm trying to do is get some... Yes, I had some stomach flu. Yes, you and I talked. I said I had... I had explosive diarrhea. Now you got me talking about this in front of my audience here. I got a bunch of my listeners. I got my thank you, folks. What do you think about me having explosive diarrhea? Yeah.
Well, you got to turn into a comedy bit.
I said to you I'd had the stomach flu, and that I had explosive diarrhea.
Why would you tell him that?
I didn't know it was going to make its way into the Beverly Hills backslap.
Yeah, you might as well call the Beverly Hills back, you know, backspank.
You know, Dickman, you really do deserve to die. No, hold on. But I'd ask you to just clear the premises.
I got an engineer.
Just go out into the valets, okay? Hang out with those guys for a while. This is Ted Bell. I'm with Bob Green from Fraser Foods, who delivers a load of his meat to me once a week. But you seem to think that's pretty funny, huh?
That is the advertising slogan we use, and it has been mutually beneficial for both you and me down through these many months that we've been in business.
Now, all right, so what we're doing here is we're talking about Bob Green going to a notorious gossip columnist here in Beverly Hills, Leon Berube, who writes for the Beverly Hills Backslap, and told him that he saw me leaving the men's room without washing my hands and going directly into the kitchen and making hamburger patties. And...
Let's ask the question. Is it true or is it not? You don't like me saying...
I was in a hurry that night. I was very much in a hurry because Chef Cedilli was late. We were going with a couple of assistant chefs. I needed to help in the kitchen. I went from the bathroom directly into the kitchen, and I began helping out, making... We had a family banquet there. We had a wedding and part of a wedding reception, and people were ordering hamburgers. They were ordering Salisbury steak, and we had to press some people into service to make those hamburgers, and guess who? I was one of them.
All right, but it's true that you went from the toilet...
That's the big question here, Ted. Did you go directly from the men's room without washing your hands?
Oh, man. Ted.
I'm not trying to make you look bad.
No, not much. Not at all.
I'm just saying, this is what Berube was asking me about.
I went to the kitchen in the restaurant to make the... I didn't wash my hands. No, you don't have to wash your hands. Well, if you had explosive diarrhea... Let me tell you people something, okay? And I'm so tempted to just bail out of this.
All right, folks. Ted, Bob, thank you.
Well, I, you know, I'm...
This is Margaret Gray along with Ted Bell. And General Galen Shaw, Bud Dittman, has been sent out to the valet stand. Ted has retreated to his office. And I suppose in some ways we can blame the producers of this segment, which would be General Shaw and myself, for this bit of an ambush on Ted. That into the Beverly Hills backslap came the news that Ted Bell left the men's room here at his restaurant without washing his hands during a period of quote-unquote explosive diarrhea. He went directly from the men's room to making hamburger patties and...
hamburger patties and a pizza crust.
Yes, and patting down pizza crust with those hands.
Okay. I'm back, folks.
And what am I saying that is true?
It is true. But let me tell you something. I've been in the restaurant business for a long time. I got out of the toilet. I got up. I buckled my pants up. My hands were fine, okay? They were clean. I had wiped.
You'd wiped? Oh, man.
Has anybody complained? If we had any complaints, let me ask. Not you guys. You wouldn't know. Trudy, were there any complaints of anybody feeling sick? Never mind. Don't answer that question.
I don't think you want...
Don't answer the question. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Thanks very much, Bob, for nothing. And you and Berube.
You know, I came on here to defend you.
How are you defending me by telling Leon Berube that I had explosive diarrhea?
I was saying that despite that, you went right into the kitchen, got to work. I had one of those hamburgers. It tasted fine to me.
Okay, let me ask something. Were you sick?
No, I was a little, my stomach was, I can tell you this, I had diarrhea the next morning, but I think that's pretty much because of the, peppers that I ate. I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, the fact you didn't wash your hands after you wiped.
You know what?
Seriously.
Get lost. Ted Bell here from Ted's in Beverly Hills. Let's bring back on Sammy Dunphy now, and he's got another number that he wants to. Well, he's got another number that he wants to sing for all of us here. And, Sammy, go ahead and hit it. What's this one called?
I Love You Every Day.
Here's Sammy Dunphy. Go ahead, Sammy.
I love you every day, even in the month of May. I love you, I love you, but I love it more.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Get out of here. I love it every day, but I love you every day, but I love it more. Thanks a lot, Sammy. You stink. Christ, you stink.
And now back to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell here, and welcome back to Live from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Having a good time here tonight. I hope you all are enjoying yourselves. I am sorry that you had to hear about me having diarrhea. And... yeah, thank you very much, everybody. I am really, really, very, very, truly sorry that you had to hear about me having explosive diarrhea. That was never...
All right, why don't you move past that?
Thank you, folks. You see, I've got the support of my very loyal customers here. Thank you very much. And let me ask you a question, folks. As long as we're on the subject here of Ted's of Beverly Hills, let me ask you this. What do you think about the steaks in this place, huh? All right. All right. And how do you like the desserts? And how do you like me, Ted Bell? That's right. I got to tell you, it has been, it's been one of those crazy, crazy periods. But I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that,
well, this guy, Berube...
Get Leon Berube on the phone if you want.
You have Leon Berube.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Leon Berube is the columnist for the Beverly Hills Backslap, and it is Leon Berube who reported that I had so-called explosive diarrhea. And let me just talk to him right now. Hi, Leon, it's Ted Bell. What am I getting wrong about this story? What am I getting right?
Ted, what I reported was simply this. Bob Green called me at approximately 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
What? Are you still on? Are you still using oxygen? Because you're emphysema.
I'm fine. I talked to Bob Green on Sunday night. told me that you'd come out of a stall in the men's room, doing up your pants, after having been in there for a while, and you had said to him that you'd had, quote, explosive diarrhea, significant. And then you're coming out of the stall, and he's followed you down the hall and saw you immediately buckling your pants, wiping your hands on your pants, and going and making hamburger patties with minced onion. Now, that's what he told me, and that's what I reported. Now, if you got a, did you get a visit from the health department?
No, I did not get any visit from the health department. I think, you know, I just think that it's none of your business, and to publish something like that without any firsthand knowledge.
Well, I'm asking you now.
You should have asked me back then. You should have asked me before you published it.
Is what anything I'm saying is wrong? Hold on. Oh. I said, what anything I'm saying is wrong, because this is what I heard Green say, and I haven't heard you deny any of it, that you came out of that, John, after having been you came out of that, John, after having been squatting on it, in, according to Green, for a good 15 minutes. And then you came out, and he heard you say something like, oh, it feels good, or I don't know. But you were done. You were done. And then he followed you down.
I had a very contentious time with stomach flu, yeah, throughout the previous week. And I come to work, and I go to bat for my people, okay? And because I did that, I'm called out by you, Berube, and the Beverly Hills Backslap, because what? You say I didn't wash my hands. I wash my hands 99% of the time.
Then you had explosive diarrhea? And you don't...
What is it with you and this explosive diarrhea?
That's what Green said you said that you had.
Okay, you know what? Go get yourself a blast of oxygen. Have yourself another cigar, maybe another pack of cigarettes. Drop dead.
So it is true. So you squatted, just blew a whole load, and without washing your hands...
Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Sammy, you ready to go?
I've got another song.
Great. Sammy Dunphy is going to sing another song for us. What's this one called, Sammy?
It's called You and I Last Summer.
You and I Last Summer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to Sammy Dunphy with You and I Last Summer. Go ahead, Sammy.
You and I last summer, we was together forever. Then it happened that way last summer. You and I last summer, you said it would never be over, but then you dumped me like a bad habit. And there ain't too many bad habits you've dumped. There ain't too many bad habits you don't. You are like a woman who knows her way around town. You dumped me last summer, it was a bummer, all them bad habits rolled into one. Cigarettes, booze, and...
Sammy,
what's wrong?
Nothing.
Sammy, can you do it?
I want to get it out. Cigarettes, liquor, and crack cocaine.
Sammy, ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Dunphy has been stricken. Call an ambulance 911.
You got it.
This is Sammy. Okay,
I'm all right. I just
looked like Sammy grabbed his chest, or he grabbed something, or were you laughing?
He was laughing.
So you didn't.
I'm sorry. I should have told you. Yeah, I was laughing.
But Sammy, why don't you drop dead? Okay, I wish you would have had a heart attack.
What a terrible thing to say.
Sammy Dunphy, ladies and gentlemen, with You and I Last Summer, or whatever the hell that thing was called. Oh, it sounds like Bob Green's truck just went by. Another, is that Bob?
Yeah, Mr. Green, I'm you.
Hey, Bob, I think I heard your truck pull in.
Another load of meat directly from Green to Bell. Bell takes a...
All right, so that has... That'll wrap up tonight's show. You can kiss my ass. I have never in my life, I come on this program, I am told that I violated the health code, that I'm making hamburger patties with my bare hands after an explosive case of diarrhea. I didn't wash my hands.
Get to you wiped it on a pan.
I wiped it on my pants.
Here at Tess, where you want to put our meat in your mouth?
World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, a Podcast One. All right.
Thanks a lot. That's me.
Where you want to put our meat in your mouth?